to a different section. This is, I'm bringing in one of my clients. Okay. Lanita, unmute your mic for me.
Got it.
There it is. I sure appreciate you.
I'm not here with this technology, so I'm trying to figure this out.
Okay. No problem.
I got it.
Her husband is a professional photographer.
Yes.
He is a millennial. He's not a millennial, but he's got all the technology savvy like one. You know, he might as well be 23 as good as the technology he is. And she's the school teacher that changes the world. Ex-school teacher, yes. Yes, and you have a master's in education and pursuing your PhD, right?
No, my doctorate.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, excuse me. I didn't mean to downgrade you. I apologize. Excuse me. Okay. Excuse me. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself. And if she doesn't even know why I brought her here. She has no idea.
I have no clue.
Nope. No.
What can I say about myself? I don't know. I just me. I just get up, want to help people every day, want to see people succeed, and just have a heart to serve God's people. That's all I know. Nothing special.
Well, that was good enough for me.
Nothing
special. I want you all to pay attention to this, because now this is my private network. These are the people who are, they're 5, 6 figures, 7 in some cases. They've been in business between 40 years to 40 months.
Okay.
Everyone here is a CEO. Single person here is a CEO. So everybody says, oh my God, Antonio's so awesome online, but you don't see this part, because this part is actually super impressive, even far more than what's online. Now, that being said, I brought you here to add value to the already VIP network we already have.
Okay. Not a problem.
Now, everybody, I say again, she doesn't know, and I'm getting ready to put our personal business out there. Okay, she doesn't. And I'm getting ready to put both of us on the spot, because I want you to understand what's going on. Deanna, unmute your mic real quick. Tell us what we're talking about today and how long we've been doing this for this little series. Just started. All right, tell us what we're talking about, and I'll explain why we brought it here.
Well, what we're currently talking about is how to create your marketing plan for your business. So whether it's a marketing plan for a specific product, or a marketing plan for your brand building or business building in general. So we're breaking down each aspect of the marketing plan that you should have put together.
Okay.
I'm writing down as
y'all talk.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're more than welcome to stay on the whole call if you want to. We'll be done at 1 o'clock, but this is something, 1 o'clock our time, you and I. She's in the Houston area, everyone. Now, that's fantastic, right? Marketing. Everyone who heard marketing and also heard spend money. Come on, Noah.
Yes.
All right. That's everybody. All right. I brought Lanita in here for a different reason. So let's talk about it now. Lanita, what is your next biggest venture and your life's legacy that you're working on now?
Well, first of all, I'm in the process of opening a charter school here in Houston,
Texas. That's the one I want to talk about. That's why you're here.
What about the story time with Lady Hale at night? We get to that one too?
Let's do both. Okay, so let me let you start over. Tell us about both of the next things you're doing.
The first thing, I'm in the process of opening a charter school in an urban community. The reason why I wanted to stop teaching, because I'm seeing a lot of our children, especially Black and brown children, are at least 2 to 3 grade levels behind in reading, and it is higher in the math industry. And most of the schools have a no-fail policy, so if you can read, fine. If you cannot read, you still have to go on to the next level. So I wanted to put a dip in that pipeline to prison mentality and what's going on. So I wanted to make sure our children will be able to read and write and be successful entrepreneurs, because everybody cannot go to college or whatever the children would like to do. So that's why I started at night from Monday through Thursday from 8 to 8:30 is story time with Lady Hale, because so many of my children did not have books in the home, or they had no one to read to them or talk to them. So they do have phones. They can log in every night, Monday through Thursday, from 8 to 8:30, and hear Lady Hale tell them a bedtime story.
Come on, we can clap for that. That's pretty good. Yeah,
that is fantastic.
It really is. She is a local hero. And to write this down for me in chat, there's the main things I want to cover. And okay. I want to make sure I don't forget Sam. All right, Deanna's going to write it down for me. How she found me is why I ultimately brought her here. Because that's how you market without the money.
Okay? Right.
That's why I knew Deanna was going to bring in the money. I knew we were going to do it. But there's ways to do it to find something. And how, let's see what else. Well, let me just stop there for right now, because I don't want to give too much away right now. I want everyone on the edge of their seats. Now, Ice Buddy should be paying super close attention, because the same thing I'm doing with Lanita is the same thing I'm getting ready to do with Ice Buddy. Okay? Super, super duper attention. Now, Lady Hale, you just said all that good stuff. Now, where is your charter school going? Is it going in the most affluent areas of Houston?
No,
is that what?
No, a very low income area where it's high crime, high poverty, a lot of gangs going on, a lot of killings. That's normal. Children see dead bodies on the street all the time. They see drugs passing hands all the time. At least one of my children's parents are at least in prison, and a lot of them are homeless. So no, it's an area where children, the only thing that my boys know is to get into gang or want to start robbing. And the only thing my girls know they want to do is to be strippers. And we're talking about 5 and 6 year olds.
All right, did y'all hear that? That's real talk. Now, if you don't know, we talking about Acres Home Houston.
Yes, correct.
All right, that's what we talking about. You can Google it while we're talking.
Right.
Yes, that wonderful story she just said. Oh, my God, that's amazing. Yeah, she didn't mean it on Rodeo Drive.
Oh, no, we nowhere near that. We don't even have grocery stores in our community. We don't have grocery stores. We do not have just the basic necessity. The only corner stores are the ones that are owned by Vietnamese people. We don't have grocery stores. We don't have clinics. We don't have CVSs, or we do not have Walgreens. And there's no bank in our community.
No. She's doing this for predominantly Black and Hispanic people.
Right.
In an extremely Black and Hispanic area, okay?
Correct.
Super low income. What would you say is the average income in Acres Home?
According to the statistics, the average income is about $16,000 to $20,000, and the majority of parents do not have a high school education.
All right. So everybody following me now? Okay. We're talking about putting a charter school to where the average household, $16,000 a year. So what is that? That's
below the poverty level.
That's not. Oh, well, that's way below
the poverty level. Way below the poverty level.
Yeah,
yes.
It's like $9 an hour.
$9. Roughly.
Yeah. It may be.
Maybe.
If you work overtime, you can get.
How much a month?
So $1,333 a month.
Probably
divide that by, yeah. We're not even talking
about
taxes.
You gotta take your taxes and all it out.
Yeah. We're not even talking about taxes. So, but everybody, I mean, you all get this here. You all are living in the world, and you know you can't do anything with $16,000, but get a car note. That's about it.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. $16,000 to get you a car note on the car you actually want. All right. That's about it. It this isn't the same. So this is her. If you're just joining us, Deanna's teaching about, say it again, Deanna.
I am teaching about building a strategic marketing plan for your business or product or whatever you're promoting at the time.
Now, I wanted to bring in someone with real problems and nearly getting this charter school off the ground in the poorest possible situation. Do y'all hear that? Like, you do understand that.
Yeah.
You can't pray this charter school into existence.
Right? No.
Okay, this, it don't work that way. Okay,
it don't work that way.
As much as prayer works, it takes a little bit more than prayer to get this one done, okay?
We're going to have to help now, the Lord out on this one.
Okay. Now, tell us how political this process is.
It's very political because you have to look at in Houston. I'm in Houston, Texas. I don't know where everybody else is. Texas is a billion-dollar prison industry. So most of the lawmakers and all of these people would rather not see a charter school in these areas, because if they see a charter school and they know we're trying to help the children, that will not allow the children to be able to go to prison. So what they do here in Texas, starting at the second and third grade, the prison system comes out and come in each classroom in the low income area, and they target which children they think will be able to go to prison. And this is how they will determine how many prisons they are going to be building. So what they do, if a child has a parent already in prison, so they already know they'll be coming. If the parents are having trouble with drugs, they already know they're coming. So they come in and do their statistics, and that's how they know how many prisons they need to be building. They'll build more prisons, but they won't build more schools.
And that's facts. Now, this is Texas, okay?
Yes.
We're not saying, please know that your business will operate in an economy in your state.
Right.
This is Texas, where private prisons are good business.
Yeah, billion-dollar industries a year.
Someone Google for me, Deanna, Google for me how many prisons, how many private prisons are in Texas. I would love to know that number. How many private prisons are in Texas?
And then another thing, Antonio, a lot of the judges themselves, and I don't know how they do that, they're allowing them, the ones that the children will go into their courtrooms, they allowing them to own their own prisons now.
That should be a conflict of interest, but
yes, I don't think so, but nobody agrees with me. That's it's more for the money-wise, so
okay.
I think that's conflict of interest.
Okay, let's pause one moment. Deanna, share your screen. We want to be a part of that Google search with you.
Okay.
Yeah, so Deanna's getting ready to share her screen. I'll keep my mic open. Just, you know, we just want to see how many private prisons. Now, we're not here on the prison tip. I'm just showing you, yeah, how many prisons are private. Let's see, year end 2016. So we got 2 million people in jail. That's fine.
Yes. Well,
that's not fine, but that's.
Well, you are, and just think on the average, each person, they get over like 100, maybe right at $200 per day per person.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, Deanna, you can let's fix your search. Put how many prisons are in Texas, because even if they're not private, they're private organizations that still profit from them, like the people who bring in the food, right? You know what I'm saying? The people who, all that stuff. Yeah. All that stuff. So we just want to know how many prisons are in Texas. That's where we are. All right. So I'm going to stop sharing the screen. Just find an answer for me while we're talking. And then we'll find some rough number about how many prisons are in Texas. Now, let's keep going, because there's a reason why I brought it here. But before we go, let's process some information. Is it safe to say, our phone must have just dropped. Is it safe to say that she's going to have to market? Can the students pay for her marketing budget?
No,
right? It's just not, you can't, hey, little Tommy, I know you're 7, but I got these bills. No, okay? You can't do that. You understand?
Right.
So in this case, the students are the product, okay? They can't,
yes,
they sure. can't be the yeah, they are the income, they are the product, they can't be the investors. Now,
the product.
Absolutely. Now, she has to market, doesn't she?
Right.
Now, I want to show you something. Now, continue telling me how political this is, because this is recorded, and this isn't my private network. So you don't worry about people. We ain't going to say nothing wrong, but you ain't got to say no names either, because,
right.
whatever. Right, yeah. But right. Tell us, So she's talking about the prison and pipeline system. She's right. attempting to disrupt that. So that's a bit political. But now it's time to go to, there's some red tape you have to follow.
Right, correct.
And you have to market yourself.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's one of the other reasons. Tell us about some of the red tape that we don't know goes with starting a charter school.
Well, some of the red tape you don't know, especially if the politicians or some people in the area that think they have money and they have land, they want to make sure your charter school don't come, forth, because they will lose money. And I was just surprised, a lot of people want to keep that area just like it is. And my thing was, if we're going to educate the children, what is the problem? And I have one person, he just totally against it. So that's why I had to get the help of Mr. Antonio Smith, because he knows what to do to overcome this situation with this politician. It's like he's told me no every year, but he never gives me a reason why. I'm in the community. I have a summer reading program. I have an after school program where we read. We have the children with their homework. We have seen the children's reading level go up. And even doing this, the children decided they wanted to start their own book club. And so we've gotten with Jabril Handmade Goods. We're going to be doing STEM programs. We're going to do entrepreneurship, different programs, show the children how to start their own business. And by Jabril being with Microsoft, she has a big contract with them. We're going to show the children how to write and publish their own book. And even though we're doing this for the community, giving away school supplies, giving away toys, everything, that's still not enough.
So Jabril is the lady. If y'all was watching me on Facebook yesterday, grace me a favor and get that link and put it in the chat so people can access it. That was the 11-year-old CEO that I was mentoring yesterday. She's 11 years old with a Microsoft contract.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I was wondering if you're going to be impressed. I was wondering. Okay.
Yes.
All right. And, okay. When I was 11, I was just musty. right? That's all. You still had to convince me to take baths. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, I'm just going to re-emphasize what she said in a different way, because
okay.
I want everybody to understand it, but I also want you to know that we're not talking about black issues, white issues, we're talking about economic issues.
Economic.
When she said, I'm surprised that some people want that area just the way it is, allow me to explain it to you economically. I want all of you to listen to what I'm about to say. My household takes care of all your expenses, all your business expenses, your family's legacy, your kids' legacies, and your grandkids' legacies. My one household does that. Because I don't make a lot of money, I just give 100% of my money to you.
That's right.
Okay, I want all of you to, I want every square on this screen to process that it's not that I make a lot of money.
No.
It is that everybody in my house doesn't know how to keep our money, and I can't wait to throw it to you.
That's right. That's right.
Now, would you economically stop me from being your number one customer?
No.
If I took care of you, your kids, and your kids' kids, right? We're not talking about morality.
No.
We're not talking about morality. We're just saying if you had a customer that paid you so much that it took care of two generations after you, then you wouldn't lose that customer either.
That's right.
All right. That's the economical thing here. So when she says some people want to stay, let that area stay that area, that's what they are processing. You're not going to go in there and teach my customer how to replace me.
That's right.
You do understand that, that's right? Okay, you're not going to teach my customer how not to be my customer no more.
That's right.
I cook their food. Don't teach them how to cook. What you bringing a stove in there for?
Yep, that's right.
They order with me, and look, it's been happening this way my whole life.
Generations.
It was for my granddaddy. It was for my granddaddy's granddaddy. That's the point. So I just want y'all to hear that economically. Now, let's go more into why I brought it here. Is it safe to say that she would have to market? All right.
Yes.
I just wanted you all to know. So how did you find me?
Through one of our good friends, Mark Davenport. I saw you
Hold on. Okay. All right. All right. So back in the same thing. So it was like, right. All right. So let's back up a little bit because you skipped. You like Deanna right now. You're so smart. You're skipping details.
Okay.
You're skipping details. Okay. Did you market first or did I market first? How did you find me?
You marketed first. You did.
All right. Tell us how I marketed.
You marketed because you were on a show with Mark Davenport and you guys were talking about how our community, like you just said, don't keep the money. And you said three things that take money from our community. And I just literally dropped my phone. The first one you said was the black church on every corner. I'm like, oh no, I know he didn't go there. You went there.
I did.
I was walking around. Then he said the next thing is the corner stores that take our money. And then the next thing was the casinos that take our money. But I didn't hear the third one. I heard that first one. I wasn't worried about the second two. My thing was that first one. I'm like, that is true. We put so much money in the church. And then when we go ask the church for some money, the first thing they don't say, we going to pray for you. But that's not solving my issue.
Okay, let me clear it up real quick. No. You did good. I said it, and I'll say it all the time. But let me just say, there's nothing wrong with giving to a church. I was talking to a predominant. No. There is wrong. No, I stand by everything you just said, because I said that, right? I stand by everything I said.
Right.
But we were talking about economics, okay? You can go ahead and ask. That's our office phone. We were talking about economics, and I was talking to a predominantly black audience.
Right.
And they were asking me, why does the black community not have money?
Right.
And I had to tell the truth that we rush our money to the black church, which then our economical understanding says, get a really big building.
Yes.
To where now all the money goes to the building.
Yes.
And not back to the people.
Yes.
Okay. And who owns the building? The bank. Who owns the bank?
Yeah.
Not black people.
That's right.
You get it? So the same bank that takes the black church's money then is in cahoots to gentrify your very neighborhood.
That's true.
What I said. Okay.
Oh, so that's, okay. That's, yeah, you cleaned it up for me. Thank you.
That's economic facts, though. And I said no dip. And I said there's another opportunity, another entity that operates like that. The casino.
Yes.
Sits in the middle of its neighborhood, siphons all the
yes.
resources out. And then when you ask the casino for money, they say,
nope.
I can't help you.
Nope.
And that's when I said, well, some of our churches do the same thing to us. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So that's economics. That's economics. Now we have an economical conversation.
Yes.
He's right. I was marketing Pam Norris on someone else's show who was already marketing. All right. See, now we get into some rock solid. Okay. Jerome got it. Pam Norris got it. You get it now. Deanna, tell us again what you're talking about today.
Today, what I'm talking about is your budget, calculating your marketing budget, and building a marketing scorecard. But all together, we're discussing building your strategic marketing plan.
All right.
Okay.
I didn't spend a dime to get Lanita or Pam Norris.
No.
Someone was already marketing. I showed up. Is that making sense to you?
Yes.
What I'm attempting to tell you, if you want to build Ice Buddy, go to another Ice Buddy. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you
yes.
want to, like, comedians should be cross-pollinating with other comedians.
Yes.
But you know what we do, y'all? The moment we become we, whatever we are, we don't like other we's.
Yes, correct.
Other motivational speakers don't like other motivational speakers. We like them, but I'm not going to watch your video, though.
Hmm.
Come on now.
Yep.
Musicians can't watch the Grammy because it should be them on stage.
That's right.
Coaches won't comment on other coaches' live videos. You get the point. You get the point.
Yes, we get
right?
it.
I'm not afraid to do that. Now, let me pause real quick here, Lanita. And let me get John Nowinski. He just raised his hand up. Go ahead, John.
Okay.
So I just wanted to follow up on what you were saying about joining up with others that are doing kind of what you're doing. Well, I've taken a step farther in that. I just created a one-page website for brand new public speakers to where basically it's just their photo, a bio, and a way of contacting them. So what I'm doing is I'm reaching out to everybody I know that is teaching people how to tell their story and get up on stage, that I've got something that's going to help them take their clients to the next level. So it's a win for them in that they can show their clients, hey, I'm not only helping you learn your story and your speaking, but I'm giving you a way to actually get seen and heard as well.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, you see that? And John's right. I'm right. All of you are right. Don't be afraid to be a guest feature. Okay. Now, that's common sense, but we don't use it
right
when we're in business because we think everyone in business is our competition. Okay. It actually does make sense for two pizza shops in the same city to work together. It does. It does. We won't do that because that's our competition. But here's what I would do. I would join up with other pizza shops and say, hey, let's just take on the whole city. Split the whole city's
yes.
money 50-50. Ain't no sense in me getting 10% of the city's money. We can put our efforts together, lower our costs completely, and get 50% of the whole city. Anyway, now, Lanita saw me. Now, Lanita, was I marketing myself in the traditional sense of marketing?
No, I don't think so. I look at it that y'all were just on there like a talk show. Y'all were just talking. But doing while you were talking, you were giving a lot of good information out. And the other thing that caught my attention, you said you were running for the president of the United States. At first, I thought you were joking. And I said, yes. And then I got your information from Mark, and I text you. I said, are you serious about this? And you said, yeah. And I said, okay, just keep me on board. I wanted to, you know, help you out. And then you did call. I'm like, wow.
So you just said a whole lot. Okay.
Okay.
Said a whole lot. All of it was fantastic teachable points. Here I am. I'm on someone else's show. Content is marketing. Yep. That's why I keep telling y'all content, 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 content. That wasn't a professional show. It was a camera turned sideways with a light, like a light. Let me show y'all a light like this, y'all. A light like this, okay? If you don't know why I be
And a camera phone.
And a camera phone. Y'all
That's
see this
it.
Light?
Yep.
This thing is $34, and it keep me all bronze and stuff, okay? So I don't look like, you know, a shadow or something, you know, right? It just keeps me bronze. You get the point? Now, that's one thing she said. Then I actually gave value. I didn't have to sell Jerome. I didn't.
No.
My value sold. Right?
Yes.
We keep screaming this. That's all marketing. This doesn't cost no dollars. And then I love this part she said. She reached out. And what did you say I did when you reached out?
You did immediately call me back.
What you say? You mean to tell me that I'm the CEO and I called you?
And not only that, you came to Houston to meet me.
And there you go. There you go. Y'all see that? And I came 90 miles to Houston to meet her.
Yeah.
She ain't nowhere near. She's on the north side with an F.
Right.
Okay. N-A-W-F.
Way out in
that's
the north.
That's where she's at. Yeah, she's an hour away from Houston and still live in Houston.
Yeah.
Yes, man. She was on the other side of Houston. And I drove out and did I spend 10 minutes with you?
No, it was over an hour. And then you offered to buy me something to eat too.
I sure hope y'all paying attention, right? This is just free marketing. This is
free marketing.
This is free marketing, right? This is this, like, you can do what Deanna's saying without spending a lot of money.
Right.
Okay. Now, then she dropped it on me. She said about a charter school. I fast forward a little story. She needed this much. So I said, well, listen, you know, it's all about numbers. So you know what? Let's market. What did you, when I told you I need to see the numbers, what did you do?
Emailed them to you immediately.
Okay. Need y'all to process that information. You didn't tarry. You didn't wait five days.
As soon as I got home, you had it before you got to the house.
Okay. All right. So y'all hear that? As soon as she got in traffic, she was emailing me. Hold on, let's pause real quick. Go ahead, John. I'm listening.
So I wanted to follow up on things. One of the ways I'm promoting this one page is I'm actually helping a brand new speaker. The reason I'm doing that is if it works out as well as I know it's going to work out, there's my testimony.
Right.
You know, somebody's got a question, they're going to reach out to Mark and say, hey, did this website really work for you? And he's going to go, oh yeah, that worked out killer for me. So I'm not only helping myself in promotion, but I'm reaching out using him to get him speaking engagements, but it's going to turn into testimonies for what I'm doing.
That's good.
That's absolutely right. And remember, testimonies are your most valuable resource, and you can get them for free. Okay. Now I got to give Susan Sorrentino props right here. When I joined the Les Brown Institute some years ago, she just did her regular onboarding call. Now she had no idea she was talking to. I don't just go out and say, hey, you know, I'm the man, right? I don't think she would do that, right? And she's just dropping all this knowledge on me. And she says, oh my God, you speak that many times? She says, well, what about your website? Do you have testimonies on your website? And I went, you know what? I sure don't. She said, no, Antonio, no.
Yeah.
I swear to God, this really happened. I don't even know if she remembered this, right? She said, no, Antonio, no. This is what you need to do. Do people always compliment you? Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
She said, the next time someone compliments you, say, stop. Said, can you wait a moment? Can you do that again while I'm recording? I swear to God, Susan told me this here. I'm not lying, okay? she told me that. That's what, and she says, the next time you get off stage and someone compliments you, just hit record and then get them.
Okay? Got it.
Now, that was priceless information. I've been doing it ever since.
Okay?
I've been doing it ever since, and I've been teaching it ever since, but I always give a credit every time I do it, right? Okay? You get what I'm saying? I'm dead serious, right? That is fantastic. And like John said, a testimony is quite expensive, but you can get them for free.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, Pam, you did a good job. Wait a minute. Okay, say it again for me, please.
Say it again.
You get it?
That's right.
That's it right there. Good. Now,
Antonio?
Hey, go ahead, Susie. Yeah, I should have let you respond. Go ahead.
And just for the benefit of everyone here, I also suggest that you send a thank you.
Yes.
I actually just finished one earlier for where Phil spoke. You send a thank you letter with an evaluation and then a page where they can put in three people who might like to know more and then other programs that offer that they may be interested in. Could you contact them? But you also ask for a letter on their company letterhead on their thoughts of the presentation. So then you get a letter on their company letterhead and you can pick out what you want to use for the testimonial then to put on your website. So a lot of times where you are, you don't have that opportunity to speak with the person that hired you right after because they're on to something next. And they'll say great things, but you also want to get it on their company letterhead and get all the people there, film as much of that as you can.
Absolutely. In fact, Susan asked me, I forgot all about it till she just brought it up. She asked me, because I was, you know, I tend to be, at least I tend to try to be a nice guy. And so we had a good time on the call. Susan spent an hour and a half with me pouring into me. Like my impression of the Les Brown Institute was Susan.
Mm-hmm.
I did not talk to Les Brown. I talked to Susan. And Susan spent an hour and a half with me. How did you think I felt about the Les Brown Institute? Very well, right? Very, very, very good. I was ready to spend more money from talking to her, right?
Right.
And I had just dropped. That was 6,000, and I went, in fact, because of Susan, I went, turned right around and paid $6,000 more for two more people. So I spent the total, it might have been $21,000 is what it was. So anyway, it was total $21,000. I'm not sure what I paid anymore, but I remember it was $21,000. Yeah, I went double back. Yeah, okay, because of Susan. You know what I'm saying? They owe her some commission money, right? Now, but she asked me for a letter, and I wrote it. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and that letter is on our website.
Oh, see? I didn't know that. Cool.
Not the whole letter, but your comments. I took the piece out of there, and it's on the website.
And there it is. And in a little bit, we're going to go write that down so I can go show that, because that's marketing again, all right? That's marketing. She took a piece that I said, and, you know, of course, would everybody you ask to do a thank you letter do it? No. But the ones that do it, can you use it? Yes.
Yes.
Right? Of course. Now, we're going to land this plane. So there's a reason why I brought her here. And Ice Buddy, get ready. Now, Lolita, I don't know. I don't mind if you tell them, this is my private network and these are people who such and such. But you needed some startup capital.
Right.
To pull off the political stuff. Can you tell,
right.
if you don't mind, can
yes.
you tell us the dollar amount?
Just the basic dollar amount was $350,000 because they wanted to make sure before the state start paying you, because we get paid by kids that
hold on. They ain't no way in hell they hurt you. Ain't no way in hell they hurt you. Okay. Ice Buddy said I heard. So okay. I can use that. All right. Okay. So, no, sir. She did not say 3,500. Say it again.
350,000. 350,000.
Okay. There we go.
Oh, they heard
she got 350,000 of my money, okay? Of my money. So if y'all ever, because you got some folks to be like, hey, Tony, you don't have, and that's fine. I don't care because I dress down. I'm a minimalist. She got $350,000 of my dollars. You understand?
Right.
Okay.
For my kids in the community. Not for me. My kids. Let's straighten that
exactly.
out. That's for my kids, not me. Because if it was my money, I would be at the Bentley dealership right now.
I know that's
not my
right.
money.
I know
it ain't
that's
my money.
Right.
It's my kids' money. It's not
right.
my money.
I know not that's mine. Right. And of course, I'm going to buy the, and I'm also going to buy the land.
Right, right.
That the charter school is going to sit
on. Right.
And how many acres do you need?
At least 3 to 5 to start.
All right. 3 to 5 acres. You can just look it up.
Because I have to have my playground and have accommodations for my special needs babies, and I need all my playground equipment, all of my buildings, and the list goes on.
Okay. Y'all see Liddell in chat, church running. He ran all around the church right now. Now thank you very much. Thank you very much. The reason I brought you on to understand this here, but we can keep going, but I don't want to. I want y'all to hear. Say the dollar amount again that you got.
350,000.
Now, I don't want you to hear that I gave that. I want you to hear she marketed herself to that.
Yes.
I need the angels right behind me right now, right?
And it wasn't hard. And I don't really say it's a marketing thing, because I just spoke to you from my heart, told you how a lot of my children don't have food. They don't have books in the home. When it becomes wintertime, my children do not have coats, long pants, sweaters. And a lot of the children already think their only option is to go to prison. And you related to that because of your story. And you said you wish you had somebody that had came along when you were going through that, just like the teacher that came along and helped you. All you were doing is just pouring back into some other child. And that's it.
Right. Absolutely. And I'll tell y'all, if you want to know what makes people like me, well, I don't want to say most, what made me invest, okay, I'll do that. So if to some of you, let me make sure. Yeah, I want to hear this. Does anybody want to know? Okay, Pam Norris already said yes. Yeah. Okay.
And not if only that, Antonio, you had a chance to meet a lot of my kids, especially like Lakeith, that's in the same situation. A lot of his friends are committing suicide because he's being bullied. He's being bullied at school. The teacher, nobody will do anything. And he called my radio show because he was at the point he was ready to commit suicide. And you pour it back into Lakeith and some of my other kids that you have met.
Absolutely, we've gifted Lakeith some thousands of dollars of stuff.
Yes.
So that's very good. I did Jabriel yesterday, Jordan yesterday.
Yeah, Jabriel yesterday.
Yeah, we gave her $5,000, something like that. Yeah, we took good care of her. We took good care of her. Now, there's a couple of things I'm going to pass it back to Deanna. Deanna, get ready to. Well, I'm just through this mighty fine slam dunk, okay? Because she had a plan. Here's what made me invest. I only invest in three areas,
right.
Okay? You should write this down.
And don't forget, Antonio, when we did discuss it, I sent you my whole marketing business plan from my curriculum, which is over 683 pages.
I need y'all to get. That's why I brought it in when Deanna told me what she was teaching. She had a marketing plan, 683. The only other client that I got that had a marketing plan that was over a couple of hundred pages is Pam Norris. Okay, can y'all see can you see similarities between Lanita Hale and Pam Norris.
And don't forget, I sent you all the financial statements from year one to year three with projected budgets and everything.
All right, so the numbers made sense. That's Pam Norris sent me her business plan. You understand what I'm saying? She sent me her whole business plan, right? You get what I'm saying? Like the super duper business plan. Like for real, like the one that you go to score and, you know, you do all right. That stuff. She sent me her whole business plan. It was incredible. But I just need y'all to get to now. I invest, and the way I invest, so let me just say this, and I'm going to get out your way, Deanna, and I want you to take your class back over. For one, I ain't just giving you no money. I invest differently. You going through my training.
Right.
I'm telling you, okay? Okay? I'm going to make you have my head in you. So
yes.
When you get it, I know it's secure.
All right.
So you understand what I'm saying? Okay? Because I can't tell you how many folks start off right.
Right. And the whole thing, the money wasn't the motivator for me because, like, no. I said, with this charter school, I gave you the numbers. Charter schools make a lot of money. You're talking about $11 to $12 million. Yeah,
I just wanted
to make sure I take care of my babies and make sure they're fed and give them another opportunity besides just going to prison.
And then the most important thing she reminds me like every other week. She just keeps saying it like I didn't hear it the first time. Just make sure you got a succession plan. So when something happened to me, the school don't go down. She keeps saying it over and over. And I heard you the first 30 times, right?
You know, okay.
You know. No, you can keep saying it though.
I want to be like other generations and other groups of people. I want to keep our business in our family. I don't want other people to have our business. I want our business to stay in our family.
Yeah, she's like, Antonio, I don't care if it's Deanna, Greg, I don't care who it is. We need a succession plan, right? That's what she says it all the time. She says it all the time.
Yeah, because once a charter school becomes successful, and I'm not a racist person, they always want to bring in some other person that do not look like us to take over your school. If something happens to me, they won't look for nobody that looks like me. They're going to look for somebody else that does not look like me to take over my school.
Perception's reality, right? So
yes,
you know, there are not many people that look like you running successful charter schools.
No, it's not.
So people's perception is going to go to where they are comfortable at, right?
That's
fair. I'm not telling you it's right. I'm just telling you it's fair.
It's the way it works.
Yeah. Now, here are the three areas I invest in. Technology. Who has a technological company? Of course, I have one, but who between? All right, Pam Doris, she got it.
Having technology in the school. You're going to bring that, the technologies and all the computer. We're going to have the number one technology charter school in the state of Texas.
Right. That was me securing my money. Yeah, that's what did I tell you that? That's what that was. That was me securing my money. I also invest in education companies with a lot of asterisks besides them, okay? One of those she just mentioned, a technologically advanced education company, okay? I also invest in that. But the education company must, if I'm going to invest, must still have the oral tradition within it. I'll tell you why. It's just something I know. Through human history, the greatest invention of mankind is the written word. The second greatest invention of mankind, according to Antonio Smith, is the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But we wouldn't have the written word or the internet without oral tradition. We spoke ourselves out of caves. Please know that. It was language that got us into civilizations. I just get this, but now, of course, my degrees have a lot of history in them. And history is a great teacher of things, especially if you have a different view on time, then you know history will repeat itself in a lot of cases. But it was language that got out of the cage. I mean, out of a cage. Now, pay attention to this. This is why the motivational speaker can still get paid. Okay, I'll tell you why. A lot of professional speakers. Because the only places where oral teaching exists is in the university or in the church. And
all
guess
right,
what
now.
Motivational speakers do? Speak, and wherever they go, they turn it into a university. We call them seminars. Doesn't matter what it is, you
yes.
sit. You don't sit in an auditorium seating in most cases. You sit like it's a university and listen to Les Brown speak on stage. So I get that if it's oral tradition, but I've got to modernize it, right? Then you may get my interest in investing if the numbers work. You get it? Now, the number one place, this is why Pam Norris is going to get a lot of freaking money from me, okay? Me and Tempest in this case. The number one, thing I like to invest in is disruptive companies. Pam Norris is a disruptive company. Lanita Hale, her location made her disruptive. That got my, well, I don't think we would even finish the conversation if she wouldn't have said the hood. If she wouldn't have said that, it just wouldn't have been disruptive enough for me, right? Because disruptive companies get to stay small, make a lot of mistakes, and still win because they're going after people no one cares about.
Right. That's right.
You get it? And then they cash in that whole time. And then now it's like, hey, we're going to River Oaks. Nah, that's a very affluent area in Houston. Okay? That's Rodeo Drive and all that mm-hmm. stuff, you know, in California. What is that, L.A.? Hollywood?
LA.
Hollywood, yeah, Rodeo Drive. Okay. Now, that's the three things that make me move. Oh, there's a fourth thing that I don't necessarily talk about, but it's common sense. I follow smart money. So when you say I'm looking for investors, I'm gonna say, who you got? Nobody. I appreciate you. Thank you very much. Ain't nobody smart, right? Ain't nobody smart investing in you. And, hey, something wrong over here, right? But if you say, you know, Mark Davenport, which both Pam Norris and Mark Davenport's smart money, right? If you say Mark Davenport has vetted you, then okay, well, that's what we say. And when I send him somebody, he knows that us too, we vet people. If you don't have cash, we just anyway, that's a long story. I won't get it. That's another class. But smart money. Hey, did you know Warren Buffett? Really? Can you tell me more, please? Warren Buffett did what?
Yeah.
I'm over there. You understand what I'm saying? I follow smart money. I strongly advise to all of you, follow smart money. Yes. All right, Lanita, thank you so very much. That's what I wanted you to do.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you so very much. We've got another 54 minutes. If you want to check out, you're more than welcome to, but we're going to drop some knowledge. And,
yes, because I need to keep my notes going over here.
Okay. I got you.
Thank you guys.
Can I ask a question of Lanita? Oh, hold on.
Yes.
Is there a way we can reach out to you to help you in your project? You're saying the kids need books and clothes and
everything.
Stuff like
yes.
that. So is there, if you could put in chat or give to Deanna a way
okay.
we can communicate or send things to you to
okay,
to
I'll give
start.
You my personal phone number is 832.
You got it, 832.
417.
417.
16.
16.
96.
96.
And we do have a Facebook page. It's Shining, S-H-I-N-G, Stars, S-T-A-R-S, Leadership Academy, Charter School.
Okay.
And then you can also, I'm on the radio every Tuesday night from 6 to 8:30, Real Talk with Lady Hale. And my last name is spelled H-A-L-E. You can listen to the radio, and you can also go to my Facebook page on there also. And me and my
husband. Can you do me a favor? Oh, go ahead.
Me and my husband share a Facebook page, and his name is Harold, H-A-R-R-Y-L.
That would explain why her name say Harold under her, y'all.
Last name Hale, H-A-L-E. And I only did that because I was a school teacher at the time, and my kids and their parents were trying to find me. So I did not want them to find me, so I went under my husband's name so they can't find me.
No, that's right.
Thank you very much. You'll be hearing from me.
Thank you.
Good. If you get retired, yes. If you, Pam Norris, remind me, Deanna, remind me to, I need to carve out at least 5 minutes with you today, Pam. Okay? At least 5 minutes. All right? So some Ice Buddy stuff. Okay. Yeah. I need to do that because right after this, I got a meeting. But thank you, Lenita. Sure appreciate you. I put it on her Facebook page, link in there too. She listened to me tell everybody on that show with Mark, yeah, I need a radio show, a podcast or something. And then in a week, she was on the radio and doing some great things. So we are definitely grateful for her. Now, before I pass over back to Deanna, was that helpful?
Yes.
I need y'all to get, but when Deanna tell y'all, do your homework. That lady say she sent me 643 pages. Right, you understand? I had a professor, his name was Dr. Felice Sogwe. He's one of the world's foremost scholars in the Old Testament or the Hebrew Bible. Just depends on how you look at it. This man gave me a B on a paper that was an A. He told me this was an A paper, but you get a B. I took issue with that. Okay, now he's my friend. I've had him come preach in my church and all sorts of stuff. I had an issue with that. I mean, how are you going to tell me it's an A and give me a B? Now, one of these things ain't like the other. He proceeded to tell me something that I will never forget for as long as I live. He said, when you gave me your paper, it looked like a B paper. So I couldn't give you more than a B.
Wow. 643 pages don't look like no B.
Okay, I need y'all to hear that. He's from Nigeria. Antonio. Yeah. Professors, we pull grades out of thin air. We just pull them. These grades don't exist. We have to pull them, Antonio. We pull them. That's what I got. We pull them. And when you presented your paper, there was no cover sheet. There was no this, right? It wasn't in Turabian. It wasn't in this. I couldn't give you more than what it looked like. Even though it was an A, you presented it like a B. So you get a B. Boy, if that don't change somebody's life today. I did just teach you something. If that don't change somebody's life today, okay? If you try, okay, Liddell's in the same mind. That's why if I told you, if I got something to do, y'all see me dressed down on this stuff because I'm back here and blah, blah, blah. But when I got to go out, which is every other day, these Allen Edmonds and it's all sorts of stuff. Ain't no B papers. Time out. Just because when I talk, I know what I'm talking about. But I got to get to the point where I can even open up my mouth. If you did, Phil and Susan, I don't know if y'all know this. They're white. I don't know if y'all ever seen them before. I don't know if y'all know that. It might be a surprise. That may be a surprise to you. They are not. We look just alike. Me, Phil, Susan, we're triplets. Okay? They just a little bit lighter complexion than me. Okay? I don't know if y'all knew that. When they go out to iPhone's Country Club and say, you got to meet Antonio, I don't get to sit up here and not be whatever they describe me as.
Okay.
When they set up a three-way phone call with me and someone gets belligerent, I don't get to match them unless needed. But that's very rare that it would be needed. It's very, very, very rare. Okay? It's very, very rare. But you get the point? And you have to get that. So anyway, that was a free lesson for some of you. I got a B. Paper was A, but he told me it looked like a B. But you can't get bored of the B. My church went in decline because it looked like a decline in church. So I don't get to have members. Boy, I'm talking today. All right. I am talking today. I know I am. Yeah, if it looked like I shouldn't take you seriously, I ain't taking you seriously. Do you understand? All right. Deanna, did that? Well, everybody said that was helpful. Okay. Now, apply what you're about to say, because I know what you're about to say next. Apply it and regale us with your knowledge. And give me a title.